This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're happy to have Chelsea Goss, the Assistant Director at the Florida Wildlife Hospital, and she's here today to tell us about an upcoming event, Wild About Wildlife. So give us an idea of what the Florida Wildlife Hospital, for those few people out there who don't know.
So for those who don't know about us, we're a rehabilitation center for native Florida wildlife and migratory birds that pass through our area. We treat about 5,000 patients every year. And our goal is to rehabilitate orphaned, sick, or injured Florida wildlife and get it back out into the ecosystem where it belongs.
And you don't receive necessarily government funding.
No, we do not. We're regulated by the government. However, we don't receive any funding from them. Our funding comes directly from donations and memberships through the hospital. We're open 9 to 4:30 every day, but if it's outside of those hours, they can drop it off in our drop-off boxes, which are checked throughout the evening and overnight. So the animals aren't out there for very long. We bring them right inside.
Very cool. So as you can see, fundraisers are very important. So tell us about Wild About Wildlife.
So Wild About Wildlife is our premier fundraiser event. It's coming up on April 6th from 11:30 to 2:30 up at Port Canaveral at Wild Ocean Market. We're happy to be there for our third year. Our presenting sponsor this year is going to be Port Canaveral. They've generously decided to be the presenting sponsor. We're really excited to have them on board. We'll have seafood from Dixie Crossroads. We'll have music from the Tree Frogs. Greg Pallone from Channel 13 is going to be our MC. So we're really excited. We're going to have silent auction items to bid on, a lot of really cool art pieces, as well as some fun experiences. And then we'll also have a couple of raffle items as well. So we're really excited about all the good prizes that we have as well for people to come bid on and see. We'll have our animal ambassadors on site for the beginning of the event. And hopefully, if we have any animals to release, we'll do a release on site as well.
This is a great event, a perfect time to get out and support a very worthwhile cause and have all these cool, fun experiences too.
Yes, we're really excited this year. It's going to be bigger and better than it has been the last 2 years. So we're really excited. If anyone is interested in purchasing tickets, tickets are $50 in advance. After March 31st, they will go up to $65 and you can purchase them on our website, or they can stop by the hospital or call the hospital to purchase them as well.
Very cool. So everybody get your tickets for Wild About Wildlife. Tell us a little bit about spring is usually what, squirrel season and baby birds?
Correct. We're seeing squirrel season start to slow down a little bit. We're not seeing as many baby squirrels coming in. We're sending more out than are coming in, which is what we're happy about. But we are starting to see some of the baby birds trickle in. We've seen a few baby grackles, seen some baby mourning doves. We've seen some baby mockingbirds. So we know spring's right around the corner. But the biggest thing that we have right now at the hospital, we have a couple really cool animals. We have a baby great horned owl that will hopefully be fostered by our great horned owl animal ambassador, Oliver. But the biggest, most expensive patients we have right now, we are actually caring for 5 baby otters.
Cute.
They are adorable, but they do eat us out of house and home. Each otter will cost us about $3,500 to raise. From start to finish, all these babies came in. We believe most of them were orphaned, so that's why they came to us. We actually took them in from other rehabilitators in the state, and we have a really good facility for raising otters. So we're really excited to have them on board, but it's going to be a couple of months process to get them where they need to be. When baby otters come in, depending on their size, we have to give them formula. We have to raise them up to where they can eat solid foods. And once they are eating solid foods, we can put them in the big outdoor enclosure. But then we have to teach them how to hunt for their own food. So we do actually have to go out, purchase a lot of more expensive food than we would use for our other patients for these guys. So that way we can teach them what they should be eating in the wild and what to look for.
The Florida Wildlife Hospital, Wild About Wildlife, happens on Saturday, April 6th. And if you want to get your tickets, you can go to
FloridaWildlifeHospital.org.
Even if you can't make this event, donations are accepted anytime. You can find out more at FloridaWildlifeHospital.org, or they do have an Amazon wish page, so you can check that out too.